Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Podcast, you already know what it is. Salutations to all. Man, let's get right into this, man. I just watched the pay-per-view, y'all. Bullpen Battle League. Shout out to my bro, John John the Don. You already know what it is, man. Fade 2017. Let's talk about it, man. First of all, there were no shows tonight. Both QPs did not show up, man. This is just, I mean, money. You don't show up to a battle, man. I mean, that's just unprofessional is an understatement, man. You motherfuckers get booked. Sorry, YouTube, for cursing. You people get booked to go to a battle, and you don't show up, and no show, like, that's crazy, man. Clean, what's up with you, brother? Quantum Physics, they have you as top five best pen in battle rap ever. Clean, you were supposed to be that dude. I mean, for Pete's sake, your slogan was in URL, beginning of URL trailers and all that, my G. Watch it smack, watch it smack. All that shit was fly. Y'all niggas don't show up, man. That's whack, yo. That's really whack. ARP, I know Clean Paper's battling gyms, man. You got to hit him on the jack and be like, brother, what's good, man? For real, man. Neither here nor there. Let's get into these battles, man. Clone versus B-Magic. Now, I interviewed Clone a couple weeks ago with John John. He came on the show. Shout out to Clone right quick. And we spoke about, you know, I got introduced to Clone. I watched some of his battles prior, but he seemed like a real good dude. He told me straight up and down he's going to beat B-Magic. And he didn't lie. Like, when Clone was telling me this, I'm like, Clone, this is your biggest battle of your career, my G. I don't know if you're ready for a nigga like B-Magic. You know what I mean? But that's why they play the games, man. Money on the line, first off. Round one, Clone sets it off. The How High Passed This Test was dope. The Crip Like Snoop line was fire. The Golden State NBA Magic on my schedule line. Wait till y'all hear this Golden State NBA Magic line. He did, man. He had an Orlando Magic scheme with all the old school Orlando Magic players, Nick Anderson, Penny. That shit was crazy. Clone was getting busy, man. Getting busy. Solid round from Clone, man. No dry spots. He was saying a lot of dope shit. I got to keep it tall. Round one, B-Magic. So the first thing B-Magic says is, so you want to be a clone? That's the first thing that came out of B-Magic mouth, and the crowd went wild. So I'm thinking, all right, Magic, you're about to heat up. Quick stumble. He tried to get it back. Stumbled again. Stumbled again. Bring it back again. He couldn't get it back. It's like a long pause for like 45 seconds, man. And battle rap, you know, you might say 45 seconds, three. That's not a long time. Shitting me. When you're standing on stage for 45 seconds and Crickets is playing, my nigga. Magic, man, how you choking, bruh? Come on, Magic. You're talking about B-Magic. You just had a tweet a couple of days ago talking about Lux is your man and you 3-0 him. My nigga, are you serious? You talking about Lux and you can't even handle the person that's in front of you, which is Clone, which, let's be real, no shade to Clone, but the average battle rap fan will pick you to beat him just on name alone. You lost that round one clearly, my nigga. Like, it was just terrible, man. It was cringeworthy. Round two, Clone went back into workout. Clone went back to not losing a step. He had a line that said, ducking from Av again line. That was fire. The St. Louis steal again. That shit was fire. Once again, I thought Clone didn't lose a step. He didn't lose a step from round one. Round two, Magic just did not look comfortable, man. He did not look comfortable at all. Choked again. Yes, he choked again in the second round, people. Again. I got to give round two clearly once again to Clone. Round three, the ball head ratchets annihilate them. Amber Rose line, that was fire. Said, nigga don't want no smoke like my weed trash. That was fire. Nigga don't want no smoke like my weed trash. Clone called out PC. Solid round again from Clone, man. B-Magic, third round, another stumble. Didn't get his bars out. Choked again. Choked in round one. Choked in round two. Choked in round three. Bumba clatter ass clap, B-Magic. I walk on, dog. Regina, how you move some, man? Bumba ass. Clearly, clone won this shit 3-0, man. Magic, man. Wow. I don't get it, Magic, man. Neither here nor there. Next battle of the night. Return to battle rap. John John the Don. Chilla Jones, man. John John sets it off. Lifted Soul Bar was dope. The Government Issues. Magazine's different. That was fire. The Elephant in the Room line was dope, John John. What is it? Smacked off the main stage. You couldn't get your one off. That was crazy. Solid round by John John, man. Welcome back. This man has not lost a step at all. I thought John John had a phenomenal, yes, I'll use the word phenomenal, first round, no gas. Round one, Chilla, the half Asian, black and knees line, that was dope. Chilla matched his career to John John's career. The Johnny Manziel line was fire. Yo, the nigga Chilla had a John scheme where he talked about all the Johns. Whether it's John Madden, John Elway, John Stockton, a sports John scheme, that was crazy. Remember I told you niggas that, man. That John scheme he had was fire. Close round, man. This was a close round. I might edge John John in the first round, but Chillin' first round was dope. Remember now, this is first watch. Round two, John John, the Usher, Let It Burn. That was all right. Talked about the PG League and how he's the owner. And I guess Chilla had a league or trying to get a league or some shit. That whole angle was fire. Gave him stamp. Notarized line was fire. John was breaking down Chilla's career. Again, I got to say, a solid round from John John, man. A solid round from John John. Round two, Chilla. This was the aggressive Chilla that we all grown to love right now. That aggressive Chilla. Talked about John John taking 10% from Loso. That was dope. That whole angle was fire. What he said, putting you on so many scrubs, you should be wearing nursing scrubs. It's something about scrubs line that was dope. I ain't going to front. I like Chilla's second round more than his first. I might edge John John again in the second round. The third round, they both had good third rounds. Third round might have resonated more with me. But I got to break down the bars again when this battle drops, and maybe I can watch it again. So I'm just trying to give it to y'all now, how I felt on first watch. So when the battles drop, I could do a recap on each battle. Dope battle, though, man. This is a dope battle. I got to keep it tall. Next battle, K-Shine versus Bad News. Now, round one, first of all, let me say, I was worried about Shine in this battle, man. Because, you know, the Hitman battle kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. Pause. Left a foul mouth in my take. Left a foul taste in my mouth like Guinness. My Prodigy voice. Round one, Bad News had a solid first round. It was solid. It was good. It was okay. It was straight. K-Shine's first round now. Shine came to battle, my nigga. Shine came to battle. The Bad News flips. I thought Shine had got round one. I thought Shine clearly got round one. His energy was there. The bars was there. His cadence was there. His styling on Bad News was there. I gave Shine round one clear. Round two, Bad News. I thought Bad News had to pick it up a little bit because I'm like, you down 1-1 clearly. Down round one, 1-0. Bad News round two, the blue streak line was dope. The kickback, kind of kickback, that was dope. A lot of stuff Bad News said in this round, the second round I'm talking about, a lot of shit he was saying went over a lot of niggas' heads, though. The crowd, to me, wasn't catching it at all. He had a solid round two. Shine round two, man. He talked about his accolades. He kind of big boyed Bad News, in my opinion. And obviously, you know, Bad News is Dot Mob now. So Shine took that angle and, you know, that being that Bad News is Dot Mob, Shine just was going attacking that angle a lot. I thought Shine got round two, man. I thought Shine clearly got round two. Bad News Still Around, The Lump in the Breast, Not Important, I was fire. I thought Bad News landed more haymakers in this round, man. The Eddie Bauer Expedition line, that was fire, Bad News. I ain't going to hold you, my nigga. Round three, Shy had a solid round. I got to watch the third round again, man. I'm going to say 2-1. Shine or 3-0. It comes down to that third round, I think. I have to watch that third round again. But overall, I got Shine winning this battle, clearly. Like, clearly winning this battle. And, of course, the main event of the night, man, Loso versus P-Dot. P-Dot coming off his battle with A-Verb. I thought that was the best battle on World Domination. I know niggas is going crazy over Oxymoron and Disaster, but the best back and forth, in my opinion, was B-Dot and A-Verb. B-Dot has no whack battles. Let me throw that out there. He has no whack battles. And Loso is coming into his own, man. He's really coming into his own. Round one, Loso, the Good Music Consequence line was fire. The No Biggie Faith line was dope. Talked about B-Dot glorifying gangbanging. The Passover line was dope. The acronym for blood, he spelled the blood out, the acronym for that. That was dope. The Jimmy Fallon line was solid. Talk about B-Dot blocking people on Twitter if they don't agree with him. Loso, he freaked the clean paper line that Clean used to say on the Smack, beginning of Smack battles. If you ain't tired of watching Loso, some shit like that, he said. That shit was dope. Dope round from Loso, man. Dope round from Loso. Round one, B-Dot. Talked about Loso claiming that he's Christian. It was like the Muslim versus Christian angle. B-Dot went to more Christian angle talk. B-Dot drops a lot of knowledge, man. It's like he reads a lot of fucking books, man, because that boy be dropping a lot of knowledge, man. You're like, wow. The imaginary gun bar line, that was cool. Since everything you spitting was written biblical, yes, I figured I'd give you some more original tech or some shit like that. That shit was dope. This was a fire. This is a debatable-ass round. Debatable. I'm not getting mad if someone says Loso won this round. I'm not mad if someone said B-Dot won this round. I just felt in this round, I felt Loso was more direct to B-Dot. B-Dot pen game is phenomenal. But I'm going to say I'm going to edge Loso in the first round. Round two, Loso talked about what B-Dot said to Danny Myers a couple of times. He got a B-Dot for rocking with Brother Polite. Also, he dropped a lot of science in this round also. I like Loso's second round. It was dope. It was nice. I remember I got to watch it again because they're saying so much ill shit. It's hard to decipher right then and there what these niggas are saying because they're dropping so much shit at you at one time. Round two, B-Dot talked about the sisters, black woman, the DNA bridge in the gap. I think Briz said that before when he battled DNA. I like how B-Dot was talking. The Rare Breed Deja Vu line was dope. B-Dot was cooking in this round, man. I would edge this round to B-Dot. I would edge it to B-Dot. You know what I mean? I'm edging B-Dot the second round. The third round, the Russian Rocky IV was dope by Loso. Loso talked about B-Dot sounding like Lux. The Masket, like the Phantom of the Opera, that was dope. I got to say, phenomenal round from B-Dot, from Loso. B-Dot stood around the 4-2 Laws of Talk. Died on Friday. A nigga took off the weekend. Talked about about his ancestors. This battle is hard to call, y'all. It's come down to that third round. I got it 1-1. I don't know when that third round, man. I really got to go back and watch that battle again. But overall, it was a fire battle, man. This is going to have heavy replay. B-Dot and Loso have heavy replay value. Shout out to B-Dot, first of all. I think he won or lost. That boy be spitting some fire. This is a great back and forth, man. So that's what it is, man. Bullpen Battle League. Shout out to John, man. Welcome back, my chief. You know what I mean? Be Magic, man. Come on, man. How you choking three rounds, Magic? And you talking about you want Lux. Come on, fam. What are we doing? Both QPs. Archie Bunk Award for missing the event, man. Come on, man. That's what it is.